This is Noah Garcia, your host of NG Unplugged. So today let's talk about the gift of your legacy. Often as leaders, we want people to follow us. And sometimes we could get carried away about our followers that we forget about our leadership and focus on refining and growing and developing our leadership. And so in one of my Instagram quote sayings, I talked about the gift of your legacy and that to stop begging for followers. And what I mean by that is we don't have to always be out there looking for people to follow us. The followers will come when we start focusing on us, on our leadership and developing and growing it and just putting ourselves out there. And also, not everyone will adhere to your style of leadership. There will be people that will reject your leadership. Your legacy is not determined by how many followers you have. There can be great leaders that maybe only have 10, 20, 1,000, 100,000 followers. And I'm not talking about your followers on your Instagram, your followers on your Twitter. I'm talking about people that follow you and are invested in what you have to say as a leader. You're going to go through the deserts of life, in that wilderness, and it's going through that wilderness, it's going through that desert that many will unfollow you. They'll unfollow you because you're leading them through the desert and they're starting to lose hope that things are taking too long. How come they're still in the desert? The sun is beating down, the vultures are coming out, they're getting weary. And so they unfollow you. In the desert, there are oases, which are areas of water, and there's sometimes life around that. There could be trees, there can be wildlife around that oasis. And then you could go on forever and not see anything until you come upon another oasis. The people that you lead and they're following you through the desert, they'll see this oasis and they'll stop there and say, I can't go no further. This is where I want to remain. And there they remain. And you keep going. They unfollow you and they stay in that location, just living life, happy with what's there, that safety and that comfort, not going further out into the desert, not following you further. It's in the desert that you will be tested. The elements of the desert, of the wilderness, are great at times. It can get cold in the desert. When I was in the military, we did training, and during the day it could be hot, and in the night it can be cold. And then you have the wildlife, you have snakes, scorpions, spiders, venomous, you have all kinds of things. You have sandstorms. There's an array of situations that arise when you're in the desert, and you will be tested. Your leadership will be tested. But it's in the desert, it's in the wilderness that you will grow, that you will develop, that you're being refined. And well, there will be those that will unfollow you. There will be those that will believe in your leadership and will follow you. Are you ready to lead others through the desert? A lot of them won't see the vision that you have. They won't see the destination. They'll only be in that moment, only seeing what's there, giving up. But you as a leader, you have that vision, You know what's the mission? Keep leading, keep refining yourself through that desert. And while some will fall by the wayside, those that follow you to the end will reap the rewards of the gift of your legacy. So in a sense, the gift of your legacy isn't for everyone. The opportunities are there, but it might not be for everyone. Maybe another leader might come along through the desert and might lead some of those people that stayed at the oasis to a different vision, to a different destination. What I'm getting at with that is that your leadership isn't for everyone. There are different styles of leadership. There are different types of leaders. And each leader that goes through the desert will be refined in their own way and grow. They'll discover treasures in the desert. They will respond differently to the elements in the desert. You will be unique in your leadership. But if you want to be one of those great leaders, don't give up at the second or third oasis along your journey. You know, there's a saying that people say, oh, it's the journey that counts, not the destination. There are some people that will say it's the destination and not the journey that counts. It all matters. The journey matters. The destination matters. The whole story matters. As you go along in the desert, that whole journey in the desert matters. You will have your leadership trials in the desert. But you got to have that vision, that destination in mind of where you want to go. And well, when you get there, whether that's in 5 years, 10 years, in retirement, however long it takes to get to that destination, you have that vision in mind. And well, it might not turn out the way you envisioned to the T, at least you have this idea of how and where you want to get to and what it will look like. And sometimes it won't look like what you envisioned, but at least in your mind, you know there's a destination you got to get to. We can't just be wandering around the desert aimlessly like a nomad, just wandering from oasis to oasis, not knowing where we're going. As leaders, keep the vision alive. Take on the challenges and opportunities and the risks that come as you travel in the desert. You will meet strangers in the desert. You will meet other nomads. You will meet other people that have unfollowed other leaders, and maybe they will follow you. The desert awaits you. Are you ready to lead others through the desert and build and leave the gift of your legacy? Until next time.